Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Read through the Bible. Hopefully, you are still staying with it in your Bible reading plan. If you've missed a few days or if you've given up, let me encourage you to grab the Bible and start again. Last week, we talked about the book of Genesis, and Genesis ends with a family. But the book of Exodus begins with a nation, but that nation is in chains. The book of Exodus answers a simple but powerful question. How does God keep His promises when His people are enslaved? The book of Exodus opens with Israel suffering in Egypt. They are oppressed, they are afflicted, and they are crying out for deliverance, and God hears them. And so God raises up Moses. He reveals His covenant name to Moses, the great I Am. And God displays His power through plagues and judgment and redemption. The defining moment for the book of Exodus is its namesake. It is the Exodus itself. God brings His people through the Red Sea, not because they were strong, but because God is faithful. So Exodus teaches us that salvation belongs to the Lord. God rescues His people before He gives them the law. And then God brings Israel to Mount Sinai and He gives them His commandments, not to save them, but to show them how redeemed people are meant to live and to honor this God who does save them. Finally, God dwells among them. The tabernacle stands at the very center of this book, reminding us that the goal of redemption is not freedom alone, but it's fellowship with God. Here are a few stat sheet reminders for you. The main characters in this book is God, the Redeemer, Moses, Pharaoh, Aaron, and the nation of Israel. The main themes of the book are redemption through deliverance, God's power and His presence, covenant law, and God dwelling with His people. This type of literature that we're reading is a mix. It's some narrative, but it's also a particular category called law. And so we have to ask, what does the law reveal about God's character? Because it's not just rules, but we're learning to understand who God is. And keep this in mind, redemption comes before law. As we get to the end of the book of Exodus, we see that the tabernacle is built. But we also see that people have not gone into the tabernacle yet. Redeemed people still struggle with sin. And so the next time, we move from rescue to holiness, from Exodus into Leviticus.